Okay. Commissioners and department heads, calling this emergency meeting to discuss the hurricane preparedness for Hurricane Joaquin. I'm going to turn this over to Commissioner David Hegler, who happens to also be our emergency manager.
Hey.
So, David.
So first an update, what I've got up on the screen, Dean, you can't see it, is the 2 p.m. Advisory from National Weather Service, which basically shows that the storm is projected to turn a little bit to the east and then drive up the coast. It looks like the closest to us is about 80 miles offshore between 8 a.m. Sunday and probably noonish on Sunday, and then go past us. And it looks like it's going to be a big problem for Long Island and Connecticut. If we were to switch, which we're going to now, to look at the what's the issue for Curie Beach, this one is the one that's the issue, right? So this one, unfortunately, they haven't updated to the 5 p.m. But basically what this is showing us is the chance of getting tropical storm winds. So we have about a 20 to 30% chance of getting tropical storm winds. That's over 39 miles an hour for a 1 minute average, just for everybody in the audience. So the event for us will be wind related. Fortunately, 39 miles an hour is not terrible for the beach, but the big waves are terrible for the beach, so we're projected to get some significant erosion. We're already starting to see that. And then the rain is the concern inland, which the governor has declared a state of emergency for North Carolina, probably remembering what happened during Hurricane Floyd. So if anyone doesn't remember, Hurricane Floyd tracked inland, so it was not the same path, but it basically dumped huge amounts of rain in eastern North Carolina, resulting in numerous deaths and flooding through all the rivers in eastern North Carolina. It was a non-event for Curie Beach. We didn't even lose power during Hurricane Floyd, if you remember, but inland, it was a significant problem with flooding and rescues in the inland counties due to flooding. We were cut off for 3 days. How are you doing, sir? So both Highway 421, 74, and 40 were all closed during that event in Floyd for about 2 or 3 days. So it did cut off Wilmington and New Hanover County from driving purposes, but it didn't really end up being a problem for Curie Beach, just kind of a reminder, so that's it. Talking to New Hanover County, Warren Lee, the county emergency manager, they have met. They are taking a wait-and-see policy right now, so they're having a control group meeting tomorrow morning, mid-morning, to decide any protective actions they recommend. But currently, they are not recommending any actions as of 30 minutes ago, so hopefully that changed since then. So we called this meeting just to touch base with the department heads. What I'm going to do is go around the departments and ask, do you need anything from council, and do you have any recommendations that you want us to consider tonight? So those are the two questions that I'm looking for the department heads. Start with Nancy in town hall. You need anything or anything you recommend this time?
No.
Mr. Beaker for Public Works?
No.
Got everything you need?
We've already started some preparation, pulled a couple of generators for wells, because it's supposed to be really wet tomorrow.
Yep.
So we're trying to do it in better weather. Stuff like banners, tying things up, you know, making sure we get all the stuff off the streets. We've tried to do a lot of that today. So we've already started some stuff, and we'll continue tomorrow morning, and we'll just wait and see.
Excellent. Mr. Ballard, police department?
I don't think so.
Nothing right now? Fire department?
We've done the same, got some generators set up and ready to go, and Captain Ford and myself will be taking some lifeguard towers off the beach tomorrow.
Excellent. Good. So I open it to the commissioners for discussion at this point, and then at the end I'll make a recommendation as emergency manager to the council. Mr. Mayor?
Sorry. Sophie, are you going to take down the screening around the tennis courts this time?
I'm gonna wait till tomorrow or and see.
Okay.
We probably.
Very good. Other than that, I got all any good questions. Ready?
Excellent.
Thank you,
Chairman Jackson. Cool. Mr. Mayor Pro Tem?
I was just curious, I guess, if we have any soft spots along the beach that we need to be concerned about.
Oh, I skipped the department because he's not sitting at the table. Sorry, let's go back to the building inspector, Mr. Batson, because I know there's an issue with that. Thanks. John?
Right now, I've gotten in touch with some of my contractors to clean up some of their job sites and secure things like porta potties and release construction material, things of that nature. Gotten in touch with some damage, storm damage assistant teams. They are available. Made contact with some of my county contacts, peers in that group, and I may be meeting with some of them tomorrow morning. We're at the beach yesterday. We lost quite a bit of sand over the past weekend from the northeast gusts. Specifically, Ocean Dunes, building 1600, 1700 are not in the greatest shape. I know that they've been trying to find someone to do some bulldozing in that area over the next couple of days, but it appears like, from what I was just told, it's going to be next week before that happens. So, other than that, there's a couple of lifeguard stands that look like they're in jeopardy. Our dune system is alive and well in most areas, so I believe we're good.
Yeah, go ahead, Dean.
John, are you going to be able to come down to the beach in case any of the wallpapers have to be barricaded?
There were only two that were in bad shape yesterday, and they were both private walkovers. All of our public walkovers looked pretty good from what I could see yesterday.
But that's a good point. We'll make sure with the fire department, when they do their ride-arounds, we'll look at the public walkovers and barricade any that need to be. Since we got people in need between the fire department and police department. Thanks, Dean. And sorry for skipping me.
So they want to take care of that, and I don't have to worry about that.
If you want.
That's fine. I mean, that's more they can do. That'd be better off than me.
They'll be riding the beach tomorrow, good, picking up lifeguard stands, it sounds like, so.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, buddy.
Problem. Yep.
He's smiling, Dean. Ms. Ware.
No, I guess my biggest concern is if for some reason it gets worse, are we going to have people to go to the EOC?
Yeah, so we have two people identified, and I'll be talking with them tonight. So we'll make sure someone's there that'll be covered.
Okay.
Steve's not here. So at this time, my recommendation to council would be that we do the same thing the county is. We wait and pay attention to the storm and plan on either a conference call right after they schedule their mid-meeting tomorrow. So I'll be in touch with Warren Lee and see what time they're doing their morning meeting and see what the control group recommends, and then I'll contact the rest of council and pass that on. I think there's no other actions to take based on what the department has said. We're following our plan, and fortunately it looks like this one's going to pass by, but we're going to get really wet and have some beach erosion. I think Carolina Beach is going to have flooding just like they did this past weekend, probably worse on the extension. They're pumping down the lake, but fortunately we can always come down that road. So I think that's all I have. Anything else from any of the employees? Any of the crowd got questions since you guys showed up? I see the training center's here. Anything you need from Carrie Beach, or you're good?
No, sir. I'm deputy director of 10 miles down there. We're tracking the storm, and probably at noon tomorrow we're shutting down.
Okay.
So no guests should be arriving. We were having a training group show up next week. We pushed everything to the right. So everyone's good for them.
Excellent. Okay. Anybody else in the audience have any questions or comments? Excellent. Okay, then I will inform council and staff via text message or email tomorrow after the control group what they recommend, and if we need to, we'll have another meeting. Do we need to postpone this one to noon so we can meet again without violating any announcements? So
yes.
I make a motion we
continue
this meeting till noon tomorrow.
All right, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks, Dean. Be safe driving.
Yeah.
So right. Noon tomorrow, we'll call you again if you're still on the road.
Yeah.
Or we'll okay. Okay.
Good enough.
Be safe.
Bye.
Thank you. Be safe.